Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today, we're tackling a really interesting question. What if your anxiety went away if you just didn't care? Now, I want to start by saying this isn't a magical solution. Anxiety isn't something you can just flick off, but I do think a lot of anxiety is fueled by how much we care about things that ultimately don't deserve that much energy. We care too much about outcomes, about people's opinions, about the imagined worst case scenarios. And that caring can feel like a weight we're carrying everywhere. So today, I want to explore what life could feel like if we release some of that pressure. If we cared less about the things that don't serve us and focus more on what actually matters. I'll share examples, stories, and even some experiments you can try with yourself. Let's get into it. You know, anxiety often grows because we care too much. We care about impressing people, about being perfect, about what could go wrong. And our minds replay those worries over and over like a broken record. Think about it. You send a text and you read it 10 times before hitting send. You worry about the tone, how it'll be interpreted, whether they'll like it. Meanwhile, the other person probably glanced at it, replied, and moved on. But for you, it's a full mental spiral. Or think about work. You make a small mistake and suddenly you're imagining the whole entire career disaster unfolding. I'll get fired. I'll be embarrassed forever. Everyone will think I'm incompetent. And for what? One small thing that in reality probably won't even be remembered next week. Even in relationships we do this. We overthink conversations, text replies, or social interactions. We carry a backpack full of bricks. Every what if, every imagined reaction, every possible judgment. And those bricks add up until we feel crushed. The funny, or maybe frustrating thing is, half of the things we worry about aren't real. Our anxiety magnifies them until they feel like life or death. But they're often just tiny bumps on the road, and caring too much makes them feel like mountains. Now imagine the opposite. Imagine if you didn't care so much, not in a careless or reckless way, but in a freeing way. What if you stopped worrying about being perfect? What if you didn't need everyone's approval? What if you stopped replaying every interaction and worrying about every little misstep? Suddenly, life would feel lighter. You'd still care about the things that matter, your family, your health, your values, but all the tiny little things, you'd let them slide. Let me give you an example. I used to obsess about what people thought about my work, my social media posts, every small text message, and I realized most people weren't paying that much attention anyway. So I started experimenting with letting go. I stopped trying to make every post perfect. I stopped over-analyzing texts. And guess what? I felt lighter. My anxiety didn't disappear completely, but it started to shrink. Here's how this looks in real life. A text goes unanswered. Anxiety screams. They hate you. But what if they just you just didn't care? You tell yourself, maybe they're busy. Maybe it's nothing. Less stress instantly. You make a small mistake at work. Instead of spiraling, what if you just said, I'll fix it and move on? That's growth without the unnecessary panic. Someone gives you a weird look in public. Anxiety tells you they're judging you. But maybe they're just lost in their own thoughts. Not caring about the interpretation protects your peace. Social media scrolling triggers insecurity. Maybe you don't care about comparing yourself to that highlight reel. You just focus on your own journey. That's powerful. Every situation hasn't changed, but your perspective has. That's the key to feeling lighter, calmer, and more in control. Here's what letting go feels so impossible. We care because we want to feel safe, accepted, and loved. Our brains are wired to seek belonging, rejection, embarrassment, failure. They feel like threats to survival. Anxiety magnifies those threats. One awkward moment feels like permanent social death. One small mistake feels like disaster. And we cling to that to caring because we think it will protect us. But most of the things we panic about, they're not life or death. They're just everyday moments we've blown up in our minds. And letting go doesn't mean not caring. It means choosing what deserves your care. So where's the balance? You still need to care about what matters, your health, your relationship, your values. But the unnecessary stuff, the imagined worst case scenarios, the constant replaying, the tiny judgments that don't matter, let them go. Ask yourself before spiraling. Does this really matter? Will this matter next week, next month, next year? If not, release it. If yes, handle it calmly and intentionally. That's the middle ground. Try this the next time anxiety hits over something small. Pause. Ask yourself, what if I didn't care about this for one moment? Notice how your body feels. Notice if your chest feels a little lighter. If your racing thoughts slow down. If the spiral pauses. It's not about never caring again. It's about reclaiming control over what you do care about. You start to see that most of the anxiety we carry is optional, self-imposed, and unnecessary. And when you let it go, even just a little, you feel free. So what if your anxiety went away if you just didn't care? Not all of it. Some anxiety comes from things we can't control, or things that are deeply rooted. But the kind that comes from overthinking, overcaring, and holding on to imagined disasters, that kind you can release. When you do, you create space for clarity, freedom, and peace. You stop giving power to things that don't deserve it. And slowly, you start living lighter, calmer, and more in the present. Next time anxiety shows up, ask yourself, what if I just didn't care about this right now? That little shift could make all the difference. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Raw Thoughts from A. Until next time.